Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com. The Word of God from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 11, verse 29. Jesus said, "Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light." The Bible teaches that the burden of sin and selfishness is great because God's judgment always follows. Simply put, the wages of sin is death. Adam's first sin is a perfect illustration. He followed the path of self-indulgence. "When you eat of the tree," Satan promised, "your eyes will be opened and you will be like God." But when Adam pursued that path, he discovered that God's promises always stand. God had promised, "When you eat from it, you will certainly die." In our arrogance, we think we can get away with our self-centered sinfulness. But God's all-seeing holiness hones in on us, noting every godless thought, word, and deed. His perfect law closes every loophole, rejects every excuse, and refuses every rationale. Which makes the saving work of Jesus and his glorious cross all the more stunning. Jesus took the shackles of God's law on himself and carried the burden for us without stumbling. Then he picked up the heavy cross of God's judgment and laid aside his Father's righteous verdict against us by taking up our sin and penalty. He truly became sin for us, so that in him we might become the righteousness, perfection of God. Jesus took our great burden from us, and now he invites us to take up an entirely different cross, the cross of discipleship. "Take my yoke upon you," Jesus says, "and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart." Our Savior God offers free lessons in carrying crosses. He models for us the self-sacrificing love we are created to have for others. And this new, glorious cross doesn't end in judgment. It ends with his promise, "You will find rest for your souls." Dear Jesus, give me the strength to carry every cross that comes my way as a result of following you. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, go to whataboutjesus.com, click on Worship, then Daily Devotions. God bless your day.